Big Show Friday. Chuck Crabb riding shotgun.
Yeah, it's a long and enjoying. Hello, sir.
Have you heard this voice before? Joe Smith.
Howdy, guys.
Absolutely. I've been a part of him in all these years.
Whoa. Well, There you go.
Speaks for itself.
He even brought the band with me today.
Yeah. Well, we had the band in yesterday morning. I didn't know if you heard that with Weikart in the gang, but we had the band in, and it's crowded in here, Joe, and you've got the whole WGCL orchestra functioning. Well, that's an introduction we can't replicate, so we won't try. But Joe checks in with us every Friday morning. Big homecoming weekend on the college side of things, but we always kick off our first segment on Fridays with the high school beat. And Joe, big opportunity for Mo Moriarty's South Panthers. They're ranked number 3 in the state now in Class 5A. They have one hand on the trophy. They'd like both hands on it tonight. Conference Indiana, final regular season game, all the marbles, and the trophy could be theirs.
So now all that's really left is to finish it off. Tonight, Huff Memorial on the city south side, 7:30 against Perry Meridian, an unbeaten regular season awaits at night's end, along with an outright Conference Indiana championship. Plenty on the plate to consume for Coach Mo and his staff and 23 seniors playing their final regular season game of their careers tonight. Season number 2 awaits 2 weeks from tonight with the sectional, but plenty to digest this evening. South up to 3rd this week in the polls in 5A, can make it 9-0 for the first time in 16 years, and back-to-back conference titles in 9 years. Falcons fly in. Certainly no pushover at 5-3. They've won 4 of their last 5. One thing constant through 8 Friday nights, quick opening first halves for the purple and white, which is been the rule rather than the exception. They've outscored opponents 159-35. That equates basically to a 20-4 advantage on the scoreboard the first 24 minutes. Its defense has allowed but 8.3 points per ball game, an average win margin of nearly 19 points a game, and a plus 14 in turnover ratio, which continues to rise each week, which in itself is stuff the championships are built around. Conference Indiana matchup, Chalk Talk at 7 with Coach Mo. John Callahan joins me for the kick at 7:30. Scott blesses North Cougs, kickoff at 7:30 over at Terre Haute South, who, like the Cougs, haven't dented the win column yet within Conference Indiana. Both clubs are looking for momentum, and for the Maroon and Gold, this is a huge game here. Freshman quarterback Ben Friel coming off a career night, 272 yards and 3 aerial six-pointers against Southport. That infused a new burst of offense into the mix, and the Cougars, well, have enough defensive playmakers really to control things against the Braves, who have struggled to score points. North will host the South Panthers 2 weeks from tonight to get the postseason started. Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs want to feel that same type of momentum at home tonight, battling West Vigo for 7th place in the WIC crossover game. Both clubs are 2-3 in divisional play. Mustangs open the postseason a week from tonight, hosting Evansville Harrison. It is title night tonight at Patriot Field in Spencer, the WIC championship on the line, as Owen Valley will host unbeaten Northview. OV is 7-1, kickoff at 7. Elsewhere, Eastern looks to close 7-2, hosting Tecumseh, and Brown County plays host to Greencastle. North Central of Sullivan at number 3 Class A Linton. Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk wrapping up the night's action at 10 o'clock after the Panthers Seniors Night battle with Perry Meridian. Well, another regional title to play for and capture Saturday night for Kevin Sparks' 13th-ranked South Panther Booters as they battle number 4 Evansville Memorial at 7 o'clock down at B&L on Saturday night. The defending regional champion Panthers moved to 16-3-1 on the year in a workmanlike 5-2 semifinal win last night over Terre Haute South, striking for 2 goals the first 5 minutes, compliments of Dale Moore and Nate Sapal. Moore would also score again in the second half as, South kept the pressure on and finished out Coach Kevin's game. game plan of attack early and often. We wish them well tomorrow night. Well, City volleyball team's easy 3-0 winners Thursday night on the hardwood. North winning over Clay City on seniors night. Klaus Hagen's Cougs shoot for win number 20 at B&L tomorrow. A couple of seniors, Maddie Hunt and Ellie Costello, combined for 11 kills in a block last night. South won its 19th, sweeping on the road at Mooresville. Emily Amon and Lizzie Skoklin, 27 kills combined. Edgewood and West Vigo for fifth place tomorrow in the WIC crossover finales. And the Indiana Christian State Tournament final is this weekend. The four-teamer in Columbus and the best out to Beth Mays Lighthouse Christian Lions rolling into the 12:30 match with Heritage Christian out of Dyer, Indiana in one semifinal on a 22-game winning streak. The Lions title match for the girls set for 5 o'clock if they can hurdle Heritage Christian, so the best there. And Evan Franklin of South and Gracie Williams of North, both sectional winners last week, will lead their sectional champion teams into the Bedford Regional run Saturday along with Edgewood. The gun sounds for a 10:30 start there for the cross-country teams.
And Joe, excited tonight. After the game, we'll hear Bob Lovell on Indiana Sports Talk with all the scores.
The coach.
And updates for you. Baseball last night, if you didn't stay awake like I didn't.
Yeah, I fell asleep as well.
Yeah, these things happen. The New York Mets defeat the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2. David Murphy's six-inning home run, solo shot, broke a 2-2 tie. After the Dodgers led 2-1, they will face the Chicago Cubs, all royal blue here in the finals. Kansas City and Toronto get things going tonight. Cubs and Mets from, the new Shea Stadium, which is called Citi Field.
Citi Field,
on
yeah.
Saturday. So the Cubs and just add some fire to the weekend. So you got homecoming, then you got the Cubs Saturday night, then you got the Patriots-Colts Sunday night, Cubs-Mets Sunday night. So Cub fans are going to be... Well, they're going to be tired. That's what they're going to be. So great stuff there. College football last night, Auburn beats Kentucky, and UCLA and Stanford got together in a battle of two ranked teams for a 10:30 start that no one stayed up for. And Stanford blew the doors off them, 56-35 on the farm there, Leland's farm there in the Bay Area. What else do we need to know on the national sports beat, Joe? The PGA Tour season has started. Brendan Steele, 63, leads in wine country, thefries.com. Joe, we'll get an IU update from you coming up at 8:45.
We'll be here to do her.
8:46 at WGCL, time for Joe Smith on a Friday morning. He's live on the telephone. Julie Warren's live in the studio. Good morning. How are you, Joe Smith? Julie's here.
Julie?
Joe's here. Everybody's here.
Good morning, Joe.
Julie, Joe,
class,
we're all here.
We are all here. I am here, you are here, and we are here, and we are all together. I believe the Beatles had it figured out at one point. And we are all going to be together, Joe, tomorrow afternoon, Memorial Stadium, 3:30, Rutgers homecoming, Indiana football, trying to get over the injury bug and get off the train in the wrong column of the wins and loss column. Hopefully a sunshiny day, a big homecoming crowd, and a big effort will push the Hoosiers back into the win column.
Well, we welcome back the alums for IU's 103rd homecoming this weekend, and we hopefully welcome back Nate Sudfeld and Jordan Howard Saturday at 3:30 as Rutgers comes in. They welcome back head coach Kyle Flood off of his three-game suspension. Kevin Wilson wants to see offensive improvement and points on the board and a welcome back to the win column. 3 of 16 on third down conversions won't do it, and neither will turnovers, regardless of who greets the opening snap on Saturday. Nick Mangieri and Zach Shaw and pressure up front on Rutgers quarterback Chris Laviano will hopefully keep the Scarlet Knights at bay. Rutgers brings in a pretty balanced attack, and its pass game buoyed by the return of Leonte Carew, who had three touchdown catches in that near upset of Michigan State last week. Indiana's a +9 in turnover ratio, and Loviano has averaged about one a game through this 2-3 campaign to date. Tight end, so the Hoosiers got good work in practice this week. Devine Redding needs a bigger game than he had at Penn State. Thus, the offensive line figures in Saturday against the Scarlet Knight defense with a totally different approach and game than what it turned in last week at Penn State and were called out by Coach Kevin. Week 7 presenting itself with the home field advantage tomorrow afternoon. I don't know if it's time to use that word must, but a W will certainly get the ball rolling again for the Hoosiers, the 3:30 matchup on the Big Ten Network. Meanwhile, Amy Burberry's sixth tie of the season. It's fourth in eight Big Ten matches. 1-1 the draw Thursday night on the Yegley pitch at Armstrong against Maryland. Annie Leitner's PK, her first collegiate goal in her career in the opening half. Indiana will host Ohio State Sunday at 1. Meanwhile, it's 18th-ranked Maryland on the docket sheet tonight for Todd Yeagley's crew, intent upon improving a 1-3 Big Ten start. This is going to be a tough one on the road against the Terrapins in College Park. They're 2-1-2, the defending Big Ten champions. And, well, like the footballers, this would be huge for Todd's booters tonight. A win restores confidence and will enhance the RPI for Indiana, which currently stands at 37. Indiana's back home next week to host Louisville, the men, next Tuesday at 7. Elsewhere, the cross-country team divided up at two sites. Most of them will run in the Adidas Invite up in Madison a little bit later today. Field hockey is at Ohio State today and back home to Penn State on Sunday at noon at the field hockey complex. The volleyballers will try to right things, but they have another tough weekend playing at Penn State later tonight and moving over to Ohio State on Sunday afternoon. We get into the pool, swimming and diving, and a tough double duel for Ray Luce's swimmers and Drew Johansson's divers, Texas and Florida, on the docket sheet this weekend as well, wrapping up all of the IU activities. We'll wrap up the regular season of high school football tonight. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock from Huff Memorial. South tries to finish off an unbeaten regular season tonight in its second straight Conference Indiana Championship, which would be its first in 9 years. That accomplishment is to be against a very dangerous Falcon 11 tonight. North plays at Terre Haute South at 7:30, and West Vigo travels into the Mustang Corral to take on the Mustangs at 7 o'clock tonight. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, all of the scores and details closing down the regular season at 10 o'clock tonight after our Panther game. The Indiana Christian School's Final Four is in Columbus tomorrow for Beth May's Lighthouse Christian Lions, who have won 22 in a row. They're matched up with Heritage Christian out of Dyer, Indiana, in the 12:30 semifinal. We wish them well. Soccer regional final for Kevin Sparks South Panthers tomorrow night down in Bedford. 13th-ranked Booters put away Terre Haute South last night 5-2 in one regional semifinal, and they will take on Evansville Memorial, who is 4th-ranked, and that ought to be a dandy there. Bloomington South, by the way, the defending regional boys soccer champion. And the Bedford cross-country regional run, North-South Edgewood, all of its runners trying to take the next step toward the state tournament. The regional run will start at 10:30 on Saturday.
And a busy weekend, Joe, across it all, and we'll have a busy Monday morning recapping all of it. Hopefully we've got plenty of trophies to talk about on multiple fronts. And again, the Hoosiers trying to get back to their winning ways, 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. We'll talk to you guys tonight. 7 o'clock is Chalk Talk. Notice the time change there. Perry Meridian leaving after breakfast, I think, so he can get down there in time for the game. Tomorrow, Michigan State, Michigan, live on the airwaves. Pregame Westwood One's coverage, 2:30, 3:30 kick there, and Patriots and Colts, 7:30 pregame on the air on Sunday. Big one. We'll see if Andrew Luck can play. So a lot of mirrors from the Colts and Hoosiers on hurt quarterbacks and how important they are to making it work. The Cubbies are in the National League Championship Series.
Yes, they are.
They have now found their opponent. It's the New York Metropolitans. The Mets beating the Dodgers last night, 3-2. That'll make our buddy Juice happy, and our buddy Terry Stoltz a little sad there, but we've got some action as the Cubs will go on the road Saturday and Sunday, 8 p.m. And Joe, I don't know if you heard me talking about it earlier, but there might be a day game in Wrigley, afternoon game on Tuesday, so we'll have to take a look at Joe Smith Sports Talk again. We'll do that on Monday when the schedules come out, and we make sure on all of that. as because the Cubbies and Mets could be the first one out of the traps on Tuesday. So we'll take a look at that. Just something to put in the back of our mind on a busy, busy weekend. High school football, check. College football last night, two ranked teams. Stanford hammers UCLA at the Farm, 56-35. Kentucky falls to Auburn in the Commonwealth. Pro football last night, Tevin Coleman. Good to see him back in action, Joe. Boy, his replacement has been tearing up the league, but Tevin had four carries for 40 yards. The Falcons, though, lose to the Saints. The Saints now 13-1 in primetime games. Didn't matter that Atlanta was unbeaten last night.
Yeah.
Golf, fries.com kicks off the PGA Tour season. We'll see who raises the first trophy on Sunday afternoon, and we'll get caught up with all this on Monday morning.
Don't forget the Sprint Cup Chase.
Oh, going Joey Logano.
Yeah, the Kansas 400 now, you know, Sunday afternoon at 2.
The 27-race playoff.
Well, the field was cut from 16 to 12 after race 3 last week. Going to be reduced to 8 after the 6th race and to 4 after the 9th. So you do the math as we continue along on the chase beat for the good old boys.
Good job, Joe, and keep up your good work in that as well. All right, have a good one tonight. Wear your socks, your wool socks,
yeah,
and then have a jacket for tomorrow when you leave Memorial Stadium. It's going to be a little chilly at that point as well, but we hope to bring home some winners, and we'll get caught up Monday morning.
Sounds great. That's a plan. Let's do it.